Greetings of joy and peace in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Welcome to St. John's Christian Church as we celebrate the birth of our Savior on this holiest of nights. May our worship reflect our love and our joy of the Lord, and may this service brighten your heart and give you peace on this Christmas Eve. Hear this reading from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7, word of the prophet. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. In this reading, this word from Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to the ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Let us bow in prayer before the Lord. Gracious and everlasting Father, as we listen to your word and sing Christmas carols and light candles, we offer our praise for the glory and the blessing of this night, a night in which we remember and cherish the Bethlehem Nativity. May the glory of your peace and the power of your Spirit be within and upon us all. In Christ we pray. Amen.
In those days, the darkness of night had fallen. Joseph and Mary had settled into the stable, and on that holy night so long ago, Mary gave birth to her firstborn, a son. Mary and Joseph were all alone with their very first child, and upon his birth, with his lungs working, his fingers grasping, and his face filled with expressions of life, Mary and Joseph laid their son in a manger. Mary and Joseph were alone for a while, for soon a crowd of shepherds came knocking at the stable door, wanting to see their son, their newborn son, who the angel had said to give him the name of Jesus. The shepherds knew the signs were there. This indeed was their Savior, Christ the Lord. They didn't stay long. They left the couple and their child. They left the animals and the stable, for they had news to spread, words to proclaim, and gladness to share. Yes, in those days, that simple, humble stable glowed with a holy light, for it was indeed a holy night. And since that night, the light was shown brightly, the light of God's love, the light of the Christ coming into the world. The angels sang, the shepherds glorified and praised God, and Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart, a simple stable which God blessed with holy light. Let us join in singing the verse 1 of number 145, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Christmas Eve worship, we relight the first four candles of the Advent wreath, the four candles that symbolize God's promises, the prophets, John the Baptist, and the virgin birth. As God's people, we celebrate again what Christ's birth means to the world. Hear once again the prophecy of Isaiah, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Remember the words of the angels to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring your good news of great joy that will be for all the people." The heavenly host praised God and said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Jesus Christ is the true word and the true gift who makes all these gifts possible. We light the Christmas candle as we think about what Christ's coming means to each one of us.
Let us pray. We thank you, wondrous God, for your gift of Jesus Christ to the world. As the candles of this wreath symbolize Jesus Christ as the light of the world, we are grateful for the light Jesus brings to each of our lives. And we pray for your Spirit to guide us in sharing his light in our world today. In the name of the gift of light, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Let us sing the song, "Christmas is Coming." It is found as an insert inside your bulletin. As a note, tonight, we have the chorus up on top. We will sing that after the first four verses. After the fifth verse, we will sing a different chorus, which is down below following the fifth stanza. It starts, "Christ is among us, the candles in the ring remind that our Savior will light up everything." So let us sing.
Oh,
stand if you are able, and let us sing Joy to the World. It is found on page number 125 in your red hymnal, for those of you who would like to follow along in the red hymnal.
Children to come forward to the steps for a children's message. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. What is the best thing you like about Christmas? What's the best thing you like about Christmas? What's that?
Celebrating Jesus.
Excellent. Spending time with your family. Maddox? Excellent. Spending time with family and grandma and grandpas. Finn? A special breakfast. How many of you like Christmas trees and all its lights?
I like presents.
You like presents? Yeah. Presents are very important. The presents we give and the presents we receive, especially those presents we receive, right? What do you like about Christmas? Opening up those presents. Yes. Do you like Christmas cookies?
Yeah.
And Christmas candy? All those kind of things, but we can't forget the reason for the season. You have your shoes on again, just like this morning. Jesus, is it somebody's birthday?
Baby
Jesus. And that's really why we celebrate Christmas. It's Jesus' birthday. And every year on Christmas, it's fun to have all the cookies and to gather with family and friends and see the trees and all the lights outside, but we can't forget about Jesus. And I forgot something. Let me slide through here. We can't forget to make sure that the light is on Jesus. Now, it's his birthday, so I'm going to invite everybody to sing Happy Birthday to Jesus as Buffy plays for us. And we have little mini cupcakes for everybody as you head back to your seats. Parents, you can thank me later. Will you help pass those out, please? You're going to go back to your seats, so go ahead and grab a cupcake as you're on your way. To remember the celebration of Jesus' birthday. They're all the same flavor. You just had a chocolate one. Do you want a vanilla one?
Yes.
There you go. If you push up on the bottom of them, they might come out a little bit easier. But you want that one. There you go. You want one too? It's okay if you get it on your finger. How's that? There you go. You can take all those with you. Yep. Can you get that one? Here, let me help you. There you go. Okay. Can you walk down? You get to take all those home with you. Passed them out. The child that left their candle is up here on the bell table. Thank you. In our worship of the Lord on this joyful and sacred night, in celebration of God's blessing us with the greatest gift of all, His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, we honor the Lord by offering our gifts and our tithes to our Heavenly Father, that the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ will be shared and lived out. Any loose offerings placed in the plates this night will go to Crossroad Child and Family Services in Fort Wayne. Let us pray. Lord God, we do thank you. We thank you for the gift of Jesus, not only as a babe born in Bethlehem, but as that one who went to the cross, our Messiah, our Lord, our Savior, that hung on the cross to forgive us of our sins and arose from the grave to promise us the reality of everlasting life. We thank you for the salvation we have in Christ, and we pray your blessing upon these offerings, upon the givers and those that will receive. In Christ we pray, amen. I invite our ushers forward to receive our Christmas Eve offerings.
Please stand if you are able, and let us sing our next Christmas carol. It is Angels We Have Heard on High. It is found on page number 132 of the red hymnals at your pew. If you'd like to follow along there, let us sing Angels We Have Heard on High.